wonder.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, good morning, good Tuesday morning to you. It is September 23rd, 2025, and we are now into the 6 o'clock hour here at WHSM Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you, thanking you for joining the remarkable morning show this morning. Yeah, it was a little harder getting up today. I don't know why. I thought I slept good last night. Anyways, 58 degrees right now and overcast skies. There might be some fog out there. I didn't run into any on my way into work, but you might as temperatures change and dew points change. Today, we're not going to get above 70. At least that's what the forecast is. 68 for a high. We're going to have cloudy skies until about mid-afternoon, and then things will start to really clear up. And we'll be sunny skies into the latter part of the day. Patchy fog tonight after midnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a low around 50 tonight. Wednesday, 70 degrees. Pretty much similar to what we had this morning. Patchy fog in the morning. Cloudy skies in the morning as well. And then mostly sunny in the afternoon. We get up to that high of 70. Wednesday night, low of 47 and mostly clear skies. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, looking to be clear all the way through the weekend. That'll be nice. Give you one of those chances. Looking at radar, there's nothing around Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota. It's all clear. Ontario and Thunder Bay to our north. Looking pretty nice weather-wise, so enjoy the day as best you can, especially the morning here. We'll get into those cloudy or into the sunny skies later on this afternoon, as I said. So, all right, let's get into some great country music here. Let's get it started off this morning with a little Dierks Bentley. Great music here on Muskie Country 101.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank sitting right there in the middle by me, I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking?
By the county line, the cops were nipping on four-wheels, shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me.
To kill tattoo, tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking?
was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
FM, Muskie 101.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret, my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say each day how much she means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on she must face this world without me, is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
Sometime you still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine, got promoted back in April, and you met someone dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie.
Do it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
I'm doing.
Hey, just a reminder, at 7 o'clock, it's our Goal for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. This will be your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing of a pair of indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. All you have to have is the Civic Media app downloaded to your mobile device. Find it in your Apple or Google stores. Find WHSM within the app, and then click on that, and then click on the bottom there. It says My Station. Add that bookmark there, so every time you open the app, you just got to click on My Station. You go right to WHSM. And finally, 7 o'clock, when I give the keyword for today and for your entry, you just hit the text button on the right-hand side, type in that keyword, and hit send, and that's it. That's all you got to do, and then you're entered in for that gold jewelry and $200 cash. Goal for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest here on WHSM and across the Civic Media Network. Oh, it's going to be so cool. I wish I could go. God, I would love to have tickets to that Green Bay, Minnesota game. It would be exciting. All right. Again, coming up at 7 o'clock, be listening for that key word.
Got the gas, I got the matches. We gonna turn this town to ashes, cause they ain't never seen nothing like us. I ain't heard loud till we turn it up. I got the wild, you got the crazy. You know that's why I love you, baby. Cause your motor runs just as fast as mine. Pedal to the metal, keep the throttle down all night. And we only get one life. Few stains might slam just a little too hard, might take it just a little too far, might burn out like a firework, like a shooting star across the sky. And we may not be around in 20 years, but the show gonna know we were here. Yeah, the show gonna know we were here. Talk, girl, you know damn well. But when they got a good tale to tell, let's give them something they ain't never seen. A little rated R redneck dream. Let's blaze a trail through the dirty south. And give them something they can talk about. A little story that they won't forget. Long after we ride off into the sunset, baby. Cause we ain't dead yet, baby.
Muskie 101. Muskie 101.
everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Lord, he loved to make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. Only angels know how to fly. And with a broken wing, she still sings. She keeps an eye on the sky. With a broken wing, she carries her dreams. Man, you
plays more country.
Musky 101.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep-sea senorita fishing down in Panama. When she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I
was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason that I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot, and the waitress left her number on my check with a heart. She picked up on the first ring when I gave her a call, and I only spent $5 at the Moose Club raffle, what I used for a wheeler and three free passes for me and two of my buddies to play around a golf. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains it pours, when it rains it pours. I've been on one hell of a redneck road for 3 weeks now, and it all started on the day that she walked out. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with her. She swore they were a waste of time all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep sea Senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains it pours, when it rains it pours.
Muskie 101.
I'm meeting my buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over and toss us a line. Fast trackers, bay liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side to side, there's 5 house boat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Bermuda's flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Bass trackers, bay liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side there's 5 house boat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Party's over and we're all alone. We'll be making waves in a no-wake zone. Fast trackers, bay liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long.
hope that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club. Redneck Yacht Club.
With me in the studio today is Donna from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension Office, but we're not talking about things that happen in Madison. We're talking about things that happen in Sawyer County. You're the 4-H director for the Sawyer County area, and welcome to the program. Appreciate being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. I really enjoy my time that I get to spend with you.
Yeah, you and I know each other from the Sawyer County Fair, because I've been involved with the fair for many years, and you as well. And people think of the county fair as being, that's 4-H. Lots of animals. Everybody's dealing with a horse or a pig or a cow or chickens. But I've realized now 4-H is way bigger than just the home farm now. Well, tell me a little more about what 4-H is about and how it's grown from agricultural to other aspects.
For sure. You're right. 4-H did originally start off as an agricultural club over 100 years ago. And through the years, as farms, family farms diminished, and as needs in the communities were discovered, there's so many more ways that 4-H can provide opportunities for youth in counties, even if they're non-agricultural or minimal agricultural counties, to do with projects. And 4-H does a lot of project-based learning. Hands-on project-based learning is our biggest thing. And I know that recently we had a project guide that was released from UW-Madison Extension. And I think there's over 100 projects in there, but I know that we can do over 1,000 different things with it because we also have project area that is individualized.
Okay.
So we may have a youth in our county that decides that they want to learn more about kayaking. We can make a project with kayaking. And my job as the educator for Sawyer County is to connect them with a mentor, with an adult that is a certified volunteer that's been vetted and gone through several certification trainings with me. And it can be done online or in person. And connect them to get them more passionate about what they want to learn about. So it's a lifelong learning organization.
Yeah.
You don't just stop when you're a youth learning new things. We notice that a lot of our volunteers that come in are passionate about a certain area or a certain project. That's why they come back to 4-H.
Yep.
Give their skill sets and their love and passion for whatever project that they are interested in and learn along with the youth more about their project. Mm-hmm. And as an educator, that's one of the favorite things in my job is I get to connect people that have similar interests, but I also get to be a learner and part of that journey as well.
Oh, that's so cool. So outside of agricultural elements or projects, because at the fair, we know there's a horse project. There's other 4-H projects that end up in the display building at the fairgrounds. So people think 4-H all about animals and agriculture, but there's other projects that show up at the Sawyer County Fair as well.
Sure, and I would say that it's a snippet of what really goes on in 4-H. At the Sawyer County Fair, we are a separate entity. We're guests at the fair, just like anybody else who can come in open class and show off their projects.
Yeah.
But when you walk through that exhibit hall, you'll see woodworking, you'll see beading, jewelry making, pottery. There's a lot of flower displays, gardening, sewing, quilting, and I don't want to offend any of my listeners that have entered into other projects because I'm in a
There's technology projects, there's photography.
There's photography. Mechanics. There's coding. There's mechanics in there. We have Lego kits, so there's STEM opportunities in there.
Yeah.
Food sciences. I mean, it's endless, and that's what it was so great about 4-H. It is endless of what you want to learn about.
Yeah. Now, if people wanted to find out more information about projects, I received notice of a new 4-H project guide. And even though I see it PDF on my computer, if I were to print that out, I couldn't believe how many topics were there.
Yeah, there is a lot out there. And in Sawyer County, I'm just really excited about our programming year that's coming up because we're adding more opportunities for youth to get involved in 4-H and adding more project areas here. But we also have special times during the year where we open it up to everybody in the community, all youth in the community that could come and try out some kind of project that they might be interested in.
Sure.
So yeah. I know this winter we're doing something different this year. Every first Sunday of the month, starting in December, we will be having a project afternoon. The location will change, so I won't release the locations. Yeah. Okay. We're going to try to spread it out throughout the county so that travel isn't going to be a barrier.
Sure.
But then they can come participate, whether they're in 4-H or not in 4-H, and learn about woodworking, leather making, beading, archery, you know, so we have shooting sports, that sort of thing.
Okay.
We're trying to bring them in and experience different things that maybe they can take away and say, hey, I really loved that, and I want to try to explore more about it or learn more about it. Because you won't know what you like until you try it.
Right, yeah. Yep, unless they already know, hey, this is where I want to go to. Is there a project for that in 4-H? Again, you're the connector, so
yes,
you'll put that together. Tell us about this event that you have coming up. It's kind of like an open house for 4-H. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we do. We have what we call the 4-H Project Open House Day, which is October 19th. October is our National 4-H Week. Is the second week of October. We in Sawyer County celebrated all month.
All month long.
1 week is not enough time. Yeah. So we do it all month, and our enrollment year starts September 1st, and it runs through August 31st. So in September, we're kind of regrouping with the leaders and the volunteers in Sawyer County, and then we start our really hands-on projects in October and November, and then the rest of the year until fair. Yeah. And fair is our, at the Sawyer County Fair, that's kind of our celebration and our display and our critiquing of how well we did in our project, learn from the judges how we could improve what we learned or even stretch our brains and learn more about it. So and right now with this project open house, it's October 19th. It will be at the fairgrounds from 1 to 4 o'clock. We're going to have animal science stations, Legos, club favorites. This is all put on by the leaders, the volunteers, and the clubs. So it's youth teaching youth.
Yeah.
And youth sharing their things that they've experienced last year in 4-H to kind of see what the spark is.
Yeah.
Our 4-H's, people always ask, what did 4-H mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's 4-H's on our, it's a four-leaf clover with an H on each clover. And the heart is 1-H. Hands, health, and head. So we try to get kids to care about each other, be kind, a sense of belonging. Giving back to the community is with the hands. Our health, about living well, balancing your life so that you have a happy, you know, self-discipline and making healthy lifestyle choices. And then your head, of course, is about doing some critical thinking and making good choices. So,
yeah. So if anyone had questions about 4-H, how would they get a hold of you?
Okay, so your best way to get a hold of me is to reach me at my email. You can try calling the office. Thing about my job is I don't get to sit in the office. If I'm in the office 5 days a week, I'm not doing my job because I need to be out there in the community. So you can email me at donna.nucky@wisc.edu. You'll find me on the Sawyer County website. Yeah. For Sawyer County government website, you could look up Sawyer County 4-H, and we have our own website, Facebook, or you can call my number, and I will get back to you at 715-638-3294.
Wow. A lot of information, Donna. We will definitely have you back more often, and you can explain some of these projects in more detail and maybe bring some kids in with you. That'd be great.
Sure. They would be happy. They would be happy to participate.
Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves it. Cranking 89 Alabama, kissing boys. Some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
A better variety of country.
Musky 101.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Don't be afraid to take me by the hand.
if you want to. I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Damn sure wanna be working like a dog all day. Ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull. You can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple $1 million. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel. It can buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, it can buy me a boat.
Muskie 101. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration have announced $1.3 million in grant funding for coastal communities across the state. The funding will go to local governments, regional planning commissions, universities, and nonprofit organizations for projects that enhance public access, address contamination issues, and support educational efforts. A number of Northwest Wisconsin organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding, including the Northwest Regional Planning Commission and the City of Ashland. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of legislation seeking to combat the spread of chronic wasting disease. As hunting seasons begin to open across the state, State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jenna Jacobson introduced three bills to provide additional funding for deer testing, chronic wasting disease research, carcass disposal sites, and an education campaign. Since the disease was first detected in Wisconsin in 2002, over 8,300 deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease across 60 counties. Rice Lake area residents gathered at the River Church on Saturday for the inaugural Walk for Lives Fentanyl Awareness event. The first iteration of the event saw a number of speakers sharing information on the dangers of fentanyl while organizers distributed free Narcan to residents. A representative from the Barron County Sheriff's Department also spoke at the event, warning residents of the uptick they've seen in overdoses involving fentanyl and methamphetamine mixed together. After the speeches, residents took part in a two-mile walk through the city. A stretch of land in Douglas County will soon become part of the country's longest national scenic trail. Over 300 acres of land was purchased by the National Park Service over the summer to relocate about 30 miles of the trail, linking Patterson State Park to the Douglas County Forest. When completed, the North Country National Scenic Trail will span nearly 5,000 miles across 8 states from North Dakota to Vermont. About 210 of those miles will run through Wisconsin, and about 140 have already been completed. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On Wednesday, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine. A nice day with highs right around 70. Right now, it's 57.
Muskie 101.
I saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side, messing with the radio. You had your sunglasses on. I pulled over 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down these old back roads singing our song. Hard if you're over my love, girl. Lay it on my heart, don't try.
Make sure you have that Civic Media app downloaded and ready to go. Go to the WHSM page within the app and get ready to hit text and enter the keyword here after 7 o'clock.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Fingers wrapped up in mine, can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress then. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, good morning. Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning here at WHSM Muskie Country 101, just after the 7 o'clock hour on a Tuesday, September 23rd, 56 degrees now. We just dropped a couple of degrees. But don't worry, we will be warming up today to 68 for a high, with mostly